Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hezb-e Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Nothing will restrain the reins of the American occupier except the Khilafah, Caliphate State. After the passing of more than 3 months since the farce of the Iraqi elections, those elections which the Iraqi politicians glorified and mobilized for them hateful sectarianism and described them as the electoral wedding. So what was the result? First, the reality has proven that this wedding is the greatest lie and deception to the people, that it represents their will, because the near and the far know with certain knowledge that it was the biggest corrupt deal to buy votes and to manipulate the gullible among the people. Even after the appearance of the result, some voters were surprised that their votes went with the wind, as happened with the winning candidate from Nineveh governorate, Najm al-Jubouri, who collected nearly 40,000 votes, where the Judicial Commissions for Elections issued an order to exclude him for his inclusion under the law of debathification. Second, the continuation of conflict and budding and pushing after the elections between the blocs and the same alliance over the positions and what is called the constitutional entitlements. Political disagreements have become a permanent pattern in which sensitive files are managed with the logic of waiting and bargaining, without caring about what they have brought the people to of hardship of living and entering them into a circle of wandering and loss. Third, the country is still occupied by America, and no matter is concluded except by its will and its permission. This is clear through the American threats regarding the nomination of Nuri al-Maliki, or any candidate who has a connection with the armed factions loyal to Iran. And this proves the falseness of the claim of the political clique that Iraq is an independent country or state with sovereignty. Fourth, after all these repeated electoral experiences over the span of 23 years, and the result being the deterioration of the country and its loss and its bad condition and corruption has gnawed at it thoroughly, it proves with certainty that our issue is not the recycling of this garbage every 4 years, and that the solution to our problems is not by changing the faces, but it is necessary to uproot the system that produces all these problems and generates all this corruption. O Muslims, for all of that, Hezb-e Tahrir calls you, the pioneer who has never lied to his people, one day, to the radical solution and effective treatment for all your problems. Your issue is the issue of a corrupt secular system that has sat upon your hearts since the demolition of the Khilafah, Caliphate, in the year 1924 CE. So your authority was lost and your state was torn apart, and your disbelieving enemy pounced upon you, corrupting your innate nature and plundering your wealth, and appointing over you his agents from among your own people. Allah the Exalted said,
وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون.
And Allah presents an example, a city which was safe and secure, its provision coming to it in abundance from every location. But it denied the favors of Allah, so Allah made it taste the envelopment of hunger and fear for what they had been doing. Surah An-Nahl 112. Indeed, the time has come for you to realize that your decisive issue is the issue of a system. So be with the sincere workers to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, to uproot this corrupt system and establish the system of Islam upon its ruins. So you preserve your blood, your honor, and your wealth, and cut off the hand of the disbelieving occupier from touching your sovereignty. And by that, your honor and your glory will return to you. Media Office of Hezb-e Tahrir in Wilaya, Iraq.